Hi there. The word for today is on when Jesus prayed, or the times in his life when he thought it was so important to get alone with God and pray. Mark 1 verse 35 says he went to a solitary place and prayed. The reason Jesus never failed is because he never failed to pray. Let's note another time when Jesus prayed, and that is when his heart was heavy. During his ministry on earth, his cousin John the Baptist was arrested and publicly beheaded for confronting a king about his sin. The Bible says in Mark 14, verse 13, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew privately to a solitary place. Disappointment, desertion, divorce, and even death will write their chapters in the book of our lives. And thank God for therapists and doctors. But ultimately, there's only one who can heal a broken heart, and that one is God. Psalm 147, verse 3 says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. What does that mean? That means whether placing stars or healing scars. No situation is too big or too small to get the attention of our loving God. To understand God's healing expertise, look at the life of Job. Nobody in Scripture lost more than he did, yet God brought him through it all. In Job chapter 11, we read, "If you lift up your hands to God in prayer, you will forget your misery. It will be like water flowing away. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Even darkness will be as bright as morning. Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and rest in safety. You will lie down unafraid, and many will look to you for help." So, are you sad and heavy-hearted? Do what Jesus did. Take time to pray about it. That's the word for you today.